Dear friends, there is so much inspiration in nature. And so for our next sacred meditative journey, I again ask that you sit comfortably in the chair with your back straight and have water available if you need it. And take 3 nice cleansing inhales and exhales as we begin. And so once again, as we sit quietly and reflectively in our chairs, we are reminded that our imagination is so powerful and wonderful. It creates our reality. And so to that end, I want you to imagine that you are able to get up and leave the room that you're sitting in and open the door, and you are greeted by yours truly, your friend and mentor, Lorna. And together, we hold hands as we walk to an entrance of another door. And as we open that door, a beautiful, strong ray of sunlight fills our eyes, our body, mind, and spirit. We initially are a little uncomfortable with the strong rays on our eyes, but quickly we adjust and find ourselves in the most magnificent place we have ever seen. The sunlight and clear, wonderful air gives us a feeling of complete calm and oneness. As we look to our left, we notice there are groves of magnificent trees in full bloom, so green, and many are filled, as we look closer,
with wondrous fruits.
Some trees are apples, some trees are pears, some trees are mangoes. And as we look far ahead, the trees continue straight in front of us and continue to our right as well. Full bloom and wondrous fruits. And as we breathe in, we breathe the sweet scent, the fresh scent of the clear air that is gently inundated with the smell of ripe fruit. And as our eyes are cast below the multiple trunks of the trees, we notice there are flowers of all descriptions and all colors of the rainbow. Roses, daffodils, all sorts of flowers, orchids in full bloom, lilies, all around the trees, as if this place was carefully designed for us in mind, for our pleasure, for our joy, for our inspiration, reminding us of the glories and beauty in nature. And as we take in this beautiful sight, our eyes again are focused on this wondrous green grass that is the greenest that we have seen. And it is not only green and lovely to look at, but as we placed our feet upon it, it is soft, reminding us of a child's hair or something as soft and as wonderful to walk on as we've ever experienced. And we notice as well, there are rectangular gray stones that create a path through this wonderful green grass. And we understand that we are to follow this divine path to where it leads us, because we are assured that this wondrous sight in front of us has been divinely inspired. And so we take our time taking in the wonderful sights and smell and feelings and walk on the path that has been created for us, finding ourselves through the grove of trees and flowers to our right, that there is a wondrous sight of the most turquoise blue waters that we have ever seen. And although there is a current and there is a movement of this beautiful sea in front of us, it is ever so gentle. And as we look afar, we notice that the sunlight is gently reflecting the blueness of the waters. We notice that there is a group of stairs in front of us. And again, we are aware that we are to descend these stairs. And so very carefully, me first and you behind, we slowly descend the steps one by one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And when we get to the last step, we walk to the water's edge. And as we walk, the sands are a wonderfully warm temperature and are so soft that we feel as if our feet are touching talcum powder or flour or something of that nature. And again, between the sights we just had and the beautiful sight in front of us of this wondrous turquoise blue ocean, we feel at one with the glories of nature that have been provided for us. And as we stand by the water's edge, we notice there is a small ship that is coming towards us. And instinctively we know that this ship is something that is for us. And so as it comes to the water's edge, we are greeted by a man and woman, all dressed in white. And they both greet us and welcome us on the ship and tell us that this experience has been designed for our wonderful spiritual upliftment and respite, and that we should take every opportunity to enjoy it, to find much needed rest and relaxation. Most of all, a sense of support, sustenance, and empowerment. And so as we walk onto the ship, we are focused on an area that has been especially created for us. And there are two large benches that have very large white soft cushions. And I take one side and you take the other. And we sit and lay and relax. And the gentleman and the lady that is with us, they go to manage the ship. And we have no worries. We have no cares. We are totally relaxed. And as we relax on these soft white cushions, the boat very gently begins to move onto the waters. And as the boat begins to gently move, we become even more relaxed and at one with the glories of nature. You may take as much time as you need on these wondrous cushions in this wondrous, scenic glory of nature. And only when you're ready, we begin to feel that the boat is moving back towards shore. But we remain relaxed and we remain on our cushions as the boat very slowly and surely moves back to the water's edge. And once it arrives, we instinctively know we can take our time. There's no rush. And very gently we move our feet. We move our fingers and very slowly move our head to side and open our eyes. And our hosts, the wonderful gentleman and lady that helped us board, are there to help us leave. And so we leave the ship feeling so much better than we did when we first came. And we thank this gentleman and this lady for their wonderful hospitality in affording us this ocean journey. And then we make our way to the steps, ascending one by one, very slowly, one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And as we get to the top of the steps, we again see the gray path made of stone. And we follow that path again, taking in to keep in our mind's eye the wonderful green grass that feels so soft on our feet, the trees in full bloom, full of different fruits, the flowers all in different colors, and the smells all melding together to make us feel at one with a wondrous universe. And as we get to the door where we initially came into, we know that we can come back to this wondrous place when we need to. And so we open the door
and we bid
each other goodbye, giving us hugs and positive feelings, and return to our rooms where we are sitting. And again, very slowly, we move our fingers, our toes, and only when we're ready, we open our eyes very gently, and if needed, take a few sips of water.